You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Amin, thank you for spending the show with us today. We've promised you, the audience, and Amin Kirkshin, because this is a fairly seismic thing. Ever since we left ESPN, we haven't been able to have anybody from ESPN on. We wanted today on a story I think is pretty important that we're going to talk about, I hope, some more this week, what's going on in Seattle, because that needs to be eradicated from sports. If it's going to be that overt where you dehumanize like that in 2021 and haven't learned anything from your past in this country or what's happening with leadership in this country, when you're the blind spot guy who is like Ted Cruz, the internet basically just bullied Ted Cruz right now into doing his goddamn job as a leader of this country. That's what just happened. You know, as he's traveling to the place that that party ended up wanting to win because they built a wall between us and that place and the fear of the other and everything you've seen happening in America, that Mariners leader can't be the leader of that fan base quietly. Like, that stuff needs to be seen and noticed, and I'm happy that we have a Kirkshin on to be able to discuss the layers of baseball ramifications that there are in Seattle with the Asian fan base.
Seemed like a forced Ted Cruz observation to me.
Really did.
So thank you for joining us, Jeff Kirkshin. You can hear him if you like every day. He's the host of Jeff and Amy weekdays, set 5 to 10 a.m., 102.7 Coyote Country in Las Vegas. We miss his father a great deal. I wish his father was in the background laughing with us. This is a lot of pressure to put on you right now because we're going to do the looks like game with Tim Kirkshin's son.
But just seeing a Kirkshin makes me happy. It doesn't matter if it's not Tim. The world cannot have enough Kirkshins. Put that on the poll.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Can the world have enough Kirkshins? I mean, what are you making faces about? What are you saying?
We need more Kirkshins.
Yes.
Okay, and so we've got another Kirkshin here, but this is a lot of pressure on you. Have you ever been in the house when your father is playing the looks-like game?
Yeah, and everybody in the house can hear him when he's playing the looks-like game. I mean, you just know he's on. He usually does, as you know, Dan, the show from his car or while he's looking for our dogs that might have escaped. You know, he's always doing something while doing your show, in the sense of the man never stops. So I think he now avoids doing your show when he's in the house because he's going to bother the rest of the family that happens to be there.
So you guys are bothered by his laughter or by his giving takes, or what is it that the family's being bothered by?
Well, you know, he has the hottest takes out there, but no, it's just, you know, when he's on, he has a little outside of his office, he has an on-air light that he can flick on,
really,
and flick off. So we know when he's on with Dan, you don't want to mess with him because he needs to be on point to rate the looks-like game because, you know, it's It's the most objective of rating scales you could possibly have so, there. It's the most important thing he does.
You're telling me that there's an actual light? You're not screwing with us. That there's an on-air light in your home where Tim Kirkson goes to laugh in a box and everyone's to leave him alone because he's on air.
I want to say Father's Day 2013, we got it for him. So he's had it outside of his office. I had to hang it up for him. I'm kind of, when I come home from Las Vegas, I kind of do the things that around the house. I replaced a door handle recently that he was giving him trouble. You had to pull it up instead of just pulling it down. And so I went to Home Depot, got all the stuff and fixed it up for him. That's more of a, my ingenuity that I bring to the Kirkson family.
But Jeff, your father, I mean, this has been a running joke around here for a while, but you could speak to it better than just about anybody. Your father doesn't know how to do anything except know about baseball and maybe cook an occasional meal, right? Like your father has no other ability to do anything, does he?
Well, I saw Chris on the Zoom here shooting some hoops. My dad is quite the basketball player, but it brings up my favorite story of all time. When my sister and I were kids, I would say we were 6 and 8 at the time. Dad asked and just kind of jokingly said to see what the kids would say, am I good at anything? And we came up with two things, feeding the dogs and mowing the lawn. Those were two things that, of all the things in the world. Here he is, a 3-time author, ESPN baseball analyst. But those were the only two things his 6 and 8-year-old could come up with at the time. He is quite the basketball player, Chris. And to that point, my favorite story of when I knew my dad, there was going to be trouble. We played in this father-son kind of pickup league winter breaks when I came home from college. And I'm a guard. He's a guard, right? Combined, we're barely 10 feet tall. So obviously we're matched up against each other here. And he's pointing out a guy trying to call for a pick, trying to get the offense moving a little bit. I take it off of his dribble at midcourt and drive all the way down, give him a bump at the end to finish at the hoop on a fast break. And I heard my dad say words I've never heard my father say.
Yeah.
What?
Never in my life.
What?
Because he's a very competitive guy. Now, he wasn't yelling at me, his son. He was yelling at himself for getting so distracted to let his son embarrass him in front of his friends in his league.
I can't imagine.
That's the kind of guy my dad is. He's the nicest guy on earth. Don't get me wrong. He is. He's got the biggest heart in the world. But when he's on the court, he bullies himself more than anybody. He would never yell at anybody else. He only gets mad at himself.
I can't imagine your dad doing any of that.
I want him to take us there. I want to hear some.
Does your father tell you any of the stories? Is he a blowhard and a braggadocio guy about all the times he schooled Cal Ripken in those games that were very competitive that he was very good in?
In fact, he is the most self-deprecating person I've ever met in my life. And we all know it on this show, right? He is the first guy to put himself down. And I tell him all the time, a little more confidence, Dad, all right? You've done a lot in your career, but he always says, I'm a joke. Listen to these guys. I'm a joke. I'm a mess, you know. But he absolutely, and I will say, I talked to him about coming on. He misses all of you guys, and he was really happy to hear that you wanted to have me on. So I can't thank you enough, guys.
All right, so let's do this then. And if you want to check him out, where can they find you? That's a long show you're doing with Amy. 5 hours a day. Where and how can they find you if they're not aware of listening to you in Vegas?
Well, it's pretty cool because when I moved here, Dan, a lot of people started messaging me on our text line. It's 1027 Coyote Country here in Las Vegas and saying, oh, my gosh, you sound just like your dad. Oh, and one person even sent me a looks like in the text message in my second week here because they wanted to make sure that it was me because they didn't even say, are you Tim Kirkson's son? Anything like that. They just sent me a looks like out of nowhere, like the way you throw it out there. And I responded, and you just know, when you know you're a fan of the show, you're a fan of the show. And so 102.7 Coyote Country, it's Jeff and Amy in the morning from 5 to 10 a.m. They can also listen online. And that's how my dad listens. I taught him how to use the app. He's obsessed with it.
All right.
He loves it.
Does Duncan Robinson look like the talking cigarette trying to pressure a young teen into lighting up for the first time in an anti-smoking ad? Does Quinn Snyder look like meaningless sex?
The short ones are always the best ones. Always the best ones. The less words you say, Dan, the better. Always.
Does Wade Phillips look like the guy who shows up to the Zoom meeting and can't figure out how to turn off the cat filter? Does Adam Silver look like a very long vitamin C pill?
You guys always kill him. He's the commissioner of basketball, and you always crush him. Does he know, Dan, that you do this thing?
Does Adam Silver look like 7 out of 10 dentists recommend you brush with him?
Save that one.
I'm going to cry. Oh my gosh.
Does Adam Silver look like a tall, thin, rolled up scroll from ancient Greece?
Are your fans coming up with these for Adam Silver? The poor guy. I mean, seriously.
Forgive me.
He can't catch a break.
You do sound just like your dad. Does Boomer Esiason look like an alcoholic priest who travels the country performing unsanctioned exorcisms?
Booms.
Oh my gosh. The amount of time people have to come up with these, I commend you. The internet is a beautiful, beautiful thing. It really is.
Does Matt Patricia look like the guy who has his high school football number tattooed on his calf? He does. Looks just like that.
Absolutely.
Does Joe Harris look like a guy who goes to places that allow you to throw axes for fun? And here we go. I've got the big winner. You guys ready? I think I got the winner here.
This is the big one. Really going to hype this one up.
Let's see. I might be over-promising and under-delivering. Does Stan Van Gundy look like the guy in a weight loss system commercial who jiggles his midsection vigorously while staring into a mirror and then throws up his hands in disgust?
Jeff, oh my God.
Good talking to you, Jeff. Thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you guys so much. Good to see you. Oh my gosh.
That one really got me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.